The following is the second part of a seminar entitled Pure Devotional Service, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 6th, 2009, in Lima, Peru.
So, this is part dos of the seminar, Servicio. What is it? Devocional Puro.
Yes.
Last night we discussed the concept of pure devotional service. The importance of pure devotional service. The benefits of engaging in pure devotional service. And tonight we will discuss how to discharge devotional service. How to do it, that is most important. The knowledge of what it is, that is called jnana. And the application of it, that is vijnana. If you take a chemistry course, there are two sections to the course. There is the lecture section and the laboratory section. If you simply go to the lecture but you don't go to the lab, you'll never become a qualified master of chemistry. And if you simply go to the lab without going to the lecture, you will cause an explosion. Therefore, both are required. You must attend the lecture to understand how the science works. And you must also go into the laboratory of Krishna consciousness to practically apply it. Yes, so we can practice it. That's right. So, to invoke the blessings of the previous acharyas. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, the first principle for practicing Krishna consciousness is one must become very clean. Suchi. Brahman means suchi. He is very clean. He keeps his living quarters very clean. He keeps the kitchen very clean. He keeps the bathroom very clean. He keeps his clothes very clean. He keeps his fingernails clean. Externally, he is very clean. And internally, he is also very clean. For external cleanliness, he washes with soap and water. And for internal cleanliness, he washes with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting is most important. The mantra is given to us by the bona fide spiritual master. That is the special gift of Krishna. He sends the spiritual master to us with the mantra. So that by chanting the mantra, we can purify our hearts of all the dust accumulated for millions and millions of lifetimes. The point is this. Pure bhakti is already there within you. But it is simply covered by millions of lifetimes of accumulation of dirt. Just like a mirror that's been sitting in a dirty room, a dirty, dusty room for many years. Becomes completely covered with dust. You cannot see your reflection in the mirror. So you get some water. You get a rag. And you clean that mirror. Cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. They have one in the US, there's one product called Windex. You spray that on the mirror. Psh, 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 psh. And then you wipe, 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 wipe. So in this way you can make the mirror perfectly clean. So just as there is the Windex for cleaning the mirror, we have also our Windex, the Maha Mantra. So now we will focus on this mantra here. Everyone can repeat after me. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 34.
Man
bhakto.
Majaji mam namaskuru. Mam me vaishushi yugdvayvam. Atmanam matparayana. Manmanabhava madbhakto. Majaji mam namaskuru. Mam me vaishushi yugdvayvam. Atmanam matparayanah. Manmanabhava madbhakto. Majaji mam namaskuru. Mam me vaishoshi yugvaivam. Atmanam matparayana.
Translation.
Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
Traducción. Siempre ocupa la mente en pensar en mí. Vuélvete devoto mío. Ofréceme reverencias y adórame a mí. Estando completamente absorto en mí, es seguro que vendrás a mí.
So, the point is that we have to always remember
Krishna
and never forget
Krishna.
This, in a nutshell, is the process of practicing Krishna consciousness. Nutshell means like, you know, like a pecan nut, the shell of a nut.
Esta es la cáscara de practicar.
Esa es la consciencia de Krishna en esencia.
Esta es la esencia de practicar la conciencia de Krishna.
Yeah. So,
así que,
the essence of this practice of Krishna consciousness,
la esencia de esta práctica de conciencia de Krishna,
is the mind has to always be thinking of Krishna.
Que la mente siempre tiene que estar siendo ocupada en Krishna.
When you wake up in the morning,
Hare,
Hare Krishna. When you brush your teeth, Hare Krishna. When you take your shower, Hare Krishna. When you put on your clothing, Hare Krishna. When you put on your tilak, how many of you put on tilak every morning? Raise your hands. See, this will help you. If every morning you put on tilak, this will help you to remember
Krishna.
And then, after you put on your tilak, you've taken your bath, you put on some nice devotional clothing for your morning meditation. Don't wear your ordinary street clothes in the early morning. Get some nice devotional clothing, dhoti, sari. And you do your morning meditation dressed like a devotee. Sit down and go to your altar there in your home. Everyone should have a little altar with Prabhupada, with Panchatattva, Radha Krishna photographs. You go to, you've gotten up, you've taken your shower, you put on your devotional clothing, your tilak. Now you go to where your altar is. And you bow down, you offer your obeisances to your altar, to Krishna. And if you know the Gravastakam prayers, then you can sing them at this time. And if you don't know them yet, then later on you can add that to your morning program. So then you take your japa mala,
así que luego usted toma su japa mala
and you chant
y canta.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try to absorb your mind completely in the holy names. Srila Prabhupada recommends completing 16 rounds of japa mala before sunrise.
Srila Prabhupada recomienda cantar 16 rondas antes de que salga el sol.
So that means you cannot get up in la tarde.
Así que esto significa que no puede levantarse en la tarde.
You have to get up in the early, early morning.
Tiene que levantarse muy temprano en la mañana.
Don't let the sun catch you sleeping.
No deje que el sol lo pille durmiendo.
At sunrise you should be up and chanting. Before sunrise you should be up and chanting.
Antes de que salga el sol debe estar levantado y cantando.
You have very nice mala, japa mala.
Usted tiene una buena japa mala.
And then after you finish your 16 rounds,
y después de que termine sus 16 rondas,
you can read from Prabhupada's books.
Puede leer los libros de Srila Prabhupada.
Now if you can't do 16 rounds in the beginning, Then you pick some number, like 4 rounds.
Entonces, elija un número,
8 rounds.
Ocho rondas.
Or like that. Some number you can begin with, you
algún
see.
Número de rondas con el cual pueda comenzar.
And every day you chant that. Those rounds. Before you take your breakfast, you finish your rounds. You
see.
In this way, you have a very, very solid foundation to face the material world. To face it. To face Lima. Heavy, hellish Lima. To face it and be Krishna conscious.
Para enfrentarlo y ser consciente de Krishna.
Yamang pashyati sarvatra sarvang chamai pashyati tashahang na pranashyami satchame na pranashyati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text number 30.
Krishna dice en el Bhagavad Gita capítulo 6, texto número 30.
For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
6:30.
So the point is, if you will fix your mind very intensely in the early morning before sunrise on Krishna's holy names,
así que la idea es que si uno se fija con la mente absorta muy temprano en la mañana antes de que salga el sol en los santos nombres de Krishna,
he will feel a conexión fuerte with Krishna throughout the entire day.
Uno va a sentir una conexión fuerte con Krishna a través de todo el día, durante todo el día.
And the material nature will not disturb your mind.
Y la naturaleza material no va a perturbar más su mente.
Because you'll be flying high on the airplane of Krishna consciousness. Here in Lima, every time I come, this city is covered by dense clouds. You can hardly see the blue sky here. But as soon as they get on that airplane, and we go, and we break through the clouds.
A través de las nubes,
you can see a beautiful blue sky, you see. So that blue sky is always there.
Así que ese cielo azul siempre se encuentra ahí.
Do you know why the sky is blue?
¿Ustedes saben por qué el cielo es azul?
Prabhupada said the sky is blue because Krishna is blue.
Prabhupada decía que el cielo es azul porque Krishna es azul.
The scientists have not discovered why the sky is blue. But we followers of Prabhupada, we already know why the sky is blue. So the point is this. You don't need to get an airline ticket to break through the clouds. Because even that airplane, you're still within the cloud of the material energy.
Porque incluso en el avión uno todavía se encuentra bajo las nubes de la naturaleza material.
Here in this seminar tonight,
aquí en este seminario esta noche,
we are giving you a more powerful airplane.
Le estamos entregando un aeroplano más poderoso
than LAN or Delta.
That?
LAN?
Delta, LAN?
LAN or Delta.
Or
TACA. We are giving you an airplane that will take you beyond all the clouds of the material energy. To empower you to fly in the sky of Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Que los empoderará para volar en el cielo de conciencia de Krishna 24 horas al día.
Whether you're at the temple,
ya sea estando en el templo,
whether you're in a traffic jam,
ya sea que esté en un tráfico, en un taco, en un tráfico,
whether you're at work,
ya sea que esté en el trabajo,
whether you're at home,
en casa,
whether you're in the doctor's office,
ya sea que esté en la oficina del doctor,
or whether you're standing in line at some grocery store,
o estando en la fila de una tienda de abarrotes.
We are giving you the technique that you can always be flying in the wonderful sky of Krishna consciousness at every minute.
Le
that you can feel connected with Krishna at every second. Actually, it is not difficult. The very first time I met Prabhupada, do you know what he said? He told us a secret of how to always be Krishna conscious. He told us this. Every one of you are drinking agua.
Cada uno de ustedes está bebiendo agua.
Once, twice, thrice, more than that, every day you're drinking agua.
Una, dos, o tres veces al día ustedes están bebiendo agua.
He said, if every time you drink agua,
dijo que cada vez que usted beba agua,
you remember that Krishna is the taste of the agua.
Recuerden que Krishna es el sabor del agua.
Immediately, you become Krishna conscious.
Entonces, inmediatamente, se volverá consciente de Krishna.
He said to be Krishna conscious is not a difficult job.
Dijo que ser consciente de Krishna no es un trabajo difícil.
No, es difícil. Simply, it requires practice.
Simplemente requiere práctica.
Yes, all you need to do is practice it.
Lo único que necesitan hacer es practicarlo.
Whenever you take a drink of agua,
cada vez que tomen un sorbo de agua,
you simply have to remember that Krishna is the taste of the agua.
Solamente tienen que recordar que Krishna es el sabor del agua.
And then immediately become Krishna conscious.
E inmediatamente se volverán conscientes de Krishna.
So does everybody here drink agua?
Así que todo el mundo aquí bebe agua?
You drink agua?
¿Usted bebe agua?
Yes, Virachandra drinks agua.
Virachandra bebe agua.
Everyone drinks agua.
Todo el mundo bebe agua.
So there's no problem in being Krishna conscious.
Así que no hay problema con ser consciente de Krishna.
All you have to do is remember Krishna is the taste of the agua.
Todo lo que tienen que hacer es recordar, Krishna.
Every time you drink agua.
Cada vez que beban agua.
In this way you will advance very nicely on the pathway back to Godhead.
Y de esta forma avanzarán de una muy buena manera en el camino de conciencia de Krishna.
So you have your very nice morning program.
Así que uno tiene un muy buen programa matutino.
And whenever possible,
y cuando sea posible,
you should participate in the programs of the temple.
Deben participar en los programas del templo.
The temple is a place where you charge your spiritual batteries.
El templo es un lugar donde uno carga las baterías espirituales.
If you can come every day to the temple, that is the best thing.
Si ustedes pueden y tienen la posibilidad de venir cada día al templo, sería lo mejor.
If you can live in the temple, that is the very best thing.
La mejor cosa es si ustedes pueden vivir en el templo.
But if you cannot live in the temple,
pero si no pueden vivir en el templo,
then you come to the temple as much as possible.
Entonces, vengan al templo, cuanto sea lo más posible.
Don't come just to take.
No solo vengan a tomar.
Come to the temple to give.
Vengan al templo a dar.
What service can I do?
¿Qué servicio puedo hacer?
Can I clean the temple?
¿Puedo limpiar el templo?
Can I give dinero to the temple?
¿Puedo darle dinero al templo?
What can I do, service?
¿Qué servicio puedo realizar?
Can I help in the kitchen by cutting vegetables?
¿Puedo ayudar en la cocina cortando vegetales?
Can I string some garlands for Gornitai?
¿Puedo hacer algunas guirnaldas para Gornitai?
Everyone should volunteer to do service.
Cada uno debería hacerse voluntario para realizar servicio.
If you have extra money, give your money.
Si usted tiene dinero extra, dé su dinero.
But if you have time, then give your service.
Pero si tiene tiempo, dé su servicio.
Everyone should try to give as much as possible to the temple.
Cada uno de ustedes debe tratar de dar lo más posible al templo.
The temple can become more and more beautiful.
El templo puede volverse cada vez más hermoso.
If we all work together to make the temple a more wonderful place.
Si todos trabajamos juntos para hacer del templo un lugar más hermoso.
So participate regularly in the activities of the temple.
Así que participe regularmente en las actividades del templo.
Read Srila Prabhupada's books as much as possible.
Lea lo más posible los libros de Srila Prabhupada.
And tell everyone that you know about Krishna.
Dígale, háblele a cualquier persona que usted conozca acerca de Krishna.
This is why when I travel all over the world,
por esto es cuando yo viajo alrededor del mundo,
I always like to travel dressed as a devotee.
Siempre me gusta viajar vestido de devoto.
With my shaved head.
Con mi cabeza rapada.
My tilak.
Mi tilak.
And my dhoti.
Y mi dhoti.
Because then people know, oh, here is a Hare Krishna man.
Porque la gente sabe, él es un hombre Hare Krishna.
And they say, Hare Krishna.
Y ellos dicen, Hare Krishna.
When we were leaving Australia, we were approaching the security area. And one security official said, Hare Krishna. And then we went around the corner. We put our luggage through the our carry-on luggage through the scanner. And another official said, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And then we flew over to Auckland, New Zealand.
Y así que volamos hasta Nueva Zelanda.
We got off the airplane.
Llegamos al aeropuerto.
We got our passport stamp.
Nos estamparon el pasaporte.
And another official said,
y otro oficial dijo,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I was thinking, this is amazing.
Y yo pensaba, wow, esto es asombroso.
Wherever I go, people are saying, Hare Krishna.
Donde quiera que voy, la gente dice, Hare Krishna.
It's catching on like a contagious disease.
Está pegando como una enfermedad contagiosa.
Pretty soon the whole world will be going. Pretty soon the whole todo el mundo will be saying,
pronto, todo el mundo estará diciendo,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare. So make yourself very strong in Krishna consciousness.
Así que ustedes tienen que ser muy fuertes en conciencia de Krishna.
Make a very strong vow that I will never put anything into my mouth unless it is Krishna Prasadam.
Hagan un voto firme de que no van a tomar nada por su boca que no sea Krishna Prasadam.
I will never again put any meat into my mouth.
Nunca más volveré a poner nada de carne en mi boca.
I will never again put any fish in my mouth.
Nunca más volveré a poner pescado en mi boca.
I will never put any eggs in my mouth.
Nunca volveré a poner huevos en mi boca.
I will only put into my mouth the prasadam of Krishna.
Solo pondré en mi boca prasadam de Krishna.
That means if you're living at home,
eso significa que si está viviendo en su hogar,
you have to cook for Krishna.
Tiene que cocinar para Krishna.
You have to offer all of your food to Krishna.
Tiene que ofrecerle toda su comida a Krishna.
You should never eat anything unless it's offered to Krishna.
Nunca debe comer nada a menos que sea ofrecido a Krishna.
Now someone may say,
alguien podría decir,
but I'm a vegetarian.
Pero yo soy vegetariano.
So it's okay, I don't have to offer it.
Así que está bien, no tengo que ofrecerlo.
But do you know about the hell known as Krimi Bhojana?
Pero ustedes saben del infierno que se llama
Krimi Bhojana, described in the
Srimad Bhagavatam.
It's a place where people go who eat unoffered food. Whether you eat unoffered meat or you eat unoffered vegetables, you still have to go to Krimi Bhojana.
Ya sea que coma carne no ofrecida o vegetales no ofrecidos, de todas maneras tendrá que ir a...
Do you know what krimi means?
¿Ustedes saben lo que significa krimi?
Krimi is a Sanskrit word for worm.
Krimi es la palabra sánscrita para gusano.
And bhojana means eating.
Y bhojana significa comer. And
krimi bhojana is a planet, it's a big lake.
Krimi bhojana es un planeta, es un gran lago.
And it's filled up with worms. The only population in Krimi Bhojana is the worms. That's the only population there.
La única población que hay en Krimi Bhojana son gusanos. No hay nada más de población.
So if all there is worms, what do the worms eat?
Así que si solamente hay gusanos,
they eat each other.
Se comen los unos a los otros.
They are cannibals.
Son caníbales.
It is a planet where worms are eating worms.
Es un planeta donde los gusanos están
If we eat unoffered food,
así que si comemos comida no ofrecida,
then we have to go to Krimi Bhojana.
Entonces tenemos que ir a Krimi Bhojana.
So if you don't want to be a worm who is eaten by another worm,
así que si no quieres ser un gusano comido por otro gusano,
always remember to offer your food.
Siempre recuerde ofrecer sus alimentos.
To Krishna with love and devotion.
A Krishna con amor y devoción.
Krishna does not take any onions or any garlic. No onions and no garlic.
Krishna no come ni ajo ni cebolla.
So you offer some nice fruits.
Así que le ofrece buenas frutas.
You have wonderful frutas here in Peru. Very nice frutas.
Allí en Perú tenemos maravillosas frutas, muy buenas frutas.
You have nice vegetables also.
También tiene muy buenos vegetales.
You have very good facility for making very nice prasadam here.
Tiene muy buenas facilidades para hacer muy buen prasadam aquí.
You offer the fruits and vegetables to Krishna.
Usted le ofrece la
with love and devotion, along with grains and dairy products. And then you take the remnants of that offering. That is Krishna Prasadam. So if you will have a very nice morning program, rising early, taking your bath, putting on some devotional clothing, decorating your body with tilak, chanting nicely the japa mala, reading Prabhupada's books, taking breakfast prasadam, going out and then going to your job in a mood of Krishna consciousness, to share Krishna as much as possible with everyone. When you go to your office, you can put a copy of Bhagavad Gita on your desk. So that while you're doing your work, you can see the picture of Krishna and Arjuna. And the co-workers will ask, "What is that beautiful book?" And you can have some extra copies in your desk. So you can distribute a book. You give them a book and ask for a donation. I have one godbrother, his name was Ramiya. His name is Ramiya Prabhu. He stays in Florida. And he was just, he was working in some corporate job. He didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. But one of the co-workers, he was a disciple of Prabhupada. So every day he would come to his desk and put the Bhagavad Gita there. So this boy, he was called Randy before. So Randy asked the devotee, "What is that book?" He was attracted to that Bhagavad Gita. And the devotee, he let him have one copy to read. And that boy, Randy, he became a devotee. Simply because the other devotee came to his work and put a Bhagavad Gita on the desk. If you work in an office, then once a week you can bring some cookies, prasadam cookies, and put them there in the break room. So all the workers can come and they can have the cookies, prasadam cookies. And pretty soon they'll become addicted to those cookies. And if you forget them one week, they'll say, "Where are the cookies? I got to have my cookie." There is no taste like Krishna Prasadam. So in this way, whatever you're doing, you can try to push forward Krishna consciousness. And then in the evening time, come to the temple. There's nice programs at the temple. Volunteer some service again. Or if you cannot come to the temple, then you should have the family should gather together and have a kirtan. Just as we have kirtan here, you can have kirtan in your own home. You can learn how to play mridanga. Learn how to play kartals. Learn how to play harmonium. And you can have nice kirtan in your home. You can invite your friends and family members and have programs in your home. You can invite the devotees to come and do the program in your home. In this way, we can fill up our 24 hours with Krishna consciousness. And our life will become the most sweetest, happiest adventure. We will not feel the pinching of Maya.
Pinching, like.
So there are some practical tips now on those who want to seriously take up this pathway. There are practical tips given in the Nectar of Devotion. There are many, many practical tips. But I will read the first 10 of these basic principles. The first principle is that one should accept the shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. In other words, you can't do this on your own. You require the guidance, shelter, protection, and blessings of a senior advanced devotee. The shelter of a senior, advanced, realized devotee. The spirit, a bona fide spiritual master possesses Krishna and he can give Krishna to you. Krishna is his property.
Krishna es de su propiedad.
And he can bless you with Krishna consciousness.
Y él puede bendecirlos con conciencia de Krishna.
All you have to do is render loving service to please the spiritual master.
Todo lo que tienen que hacer es prestarle su servicio amoroso a su maestro espiritual.
And he will naturally bless you with Krishna consciousness.
Y él naturalmente los bendecirá con conciencia de Krishna.
The second item is to become initiated by the spiritual master.
El segundo punto es volverse iniciado.
Initiation means you make a promise.
That
I always follow your instructions.
De que siempre seguiré sus instrucciones.
The third principle is to obey the orders of the spiritual master.
El tercer punto es obedecer las órdenes del maestro espiritual.
With faith and devotion.
Con fe y devoción.
The fourth principle is to follow in the footsteps of great acharyas.
El cuarto principio es seguir las huellas de un acharya previo.
Under the direction of the spiritual master.
De los acharyas previos bajo la guía del maestro espiritual.
In other words, the spiritual master is not he's not independent.
En otras palabras, el maestro espiritual no es independiente.
He is a disciple of a previous spiritual master.
Él es el discípulo de un maestro espiritual previo.
Who was a disciple of a previous spiritual master.
Fue el discípulo de un maestro espiritual previo.
So there is a tradition of gurus. It is called Guru Parampara.
Así que hay una tradición de gurus. Esto es llamado Guru Parampara.
So your spiritual master, he will teach you how to serve all the previous acharyas.
Así que su maestro espiritual les enseñará cómo servir a los acharyas previos.
Just as he is connected with the Guru Parampara system, he will also connect you with the Guru Parampara system.
Si él está conectado con el sistema del Guru Parampara, también los conectará a ustedes con el sistema del Guru Parampara.
The next item is you should inquire from the spiritual master how to advance in Krishna consciousness.
El siguiente principio es que uno debe inquirir del maestro espiritual cómo avanzar espiritualmente en conciencia de Krishna.
Item number 6.
El principio número 6.
You should be prepared to give up anything material for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Debe estar decidido a dejar cualquier
You should be willing to give up any material thing to please Krishna.
Debe estar dispuesto a dejar cualquier cosa material para complacer a Sri Krishna.
Number 7 is you should reside in a holy place.
El número 7 es que ustedes deben residir en un lugar sagrado.
Like Vrindavan or Dwarka.
Como Vrindavan o Dwarka.
If you're not able to do that,
si no está dispuesto a hacer esto, si no
then you have to
esto,
you have to make your home a Vrindavan-like atmosphere.
Tiene que hacer de su casa una atmósfera de Vrindavan.
You have to make your home into an ashram.
Tiene que convertir su casa en un ashram.
That's why everything should be very clean.
Es por eso que todo tiene que ser muy limpio.
You shouldn't have dirty dishes sitting around.
No tiene que tener platos sucios.
The kitchen should always be spotless.
La cocina siempre tiene que estar impecable.
Everything should be very neat and clean.
Todo tiene que estar muy limpio.
Ashram means everything, very neat and clean.
Ashram significa todo muy limpio.
And you should have pictures of Krishna.
Y debe tener fotos de Krishna.
Prabhupada.
De Prabhupada.
Etc. In your apartment.
En su apartamento.
You make it a Vrindavan. A place where you can feel very nicely connected with Krishna.
Un lugar donde se pueda sentir muy conectado con Krishna.
The eighth item is to deal with the material world only as far as necessary.
El punto número 8 es lidiar con el mundo material tan solo lo que sea necesario.
That means you should spend as much time as possible associating with devotees.
Esto quiere decir que debe pasar la mayor cantidad de tiempo posible estando asociado con los devotos.
The ninth item is to observe the fasting day on Ekadashi.
El noveno punto es observar los días de ayuno de Ekadashi.
Which is tomorrow.
¿Y cuál es mañana?
That means tomorrow don't take any grains or any beans.
Eso significa que mañana no tomen ningún grano ni ninguna legumbre.
And then the tenth item is to worship sacred trees like the banyan tree.
Y el principio número décimo es adorar a los árboles sagrados, tal como el árbol baniano.
This also means to worship the tulsi tree.
Esto quiere decir que tenemos que adorar al árbol de tulsi.
So you can cultivate the tulsi tree in your own home.
Así que pueden cultivar el árbol de tulsi en su propio.
You get some seeds and you can every day water her.
Pueden conseguir algunas semillas y regarlas.
Offer her an arati.
Ofrecerle un arati.
So these are the first 10 items.
Así que estos son los 10 primeros principios.
If you can just do these first 10 items very nicely.
Si ustedes pueden realizar de buena manera estos primeros 10 principios.
And follow the daily schedule that I have given you.
Y seguir los principios diarios que le hemos dado.
I absolutely guarantee.
Yo absolutamente les garantizo.
That you will go back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime.
Que regresarán de vuelta al hogar, de vuelta a Dios en en esta vida.
And I'll give you a guarantee also.
Y le daré otra, le garantizaré otra cosa.
If you follow all these principles strictly, as I've explained them to you.
Que si siguen estrictamente todos estos principios que les he explicado.
And it doesn't make you spiritually perfect. And it does not make you spiritually perfect.
Y si no los hace espiritualmente perfectos.
I will give you 100,000 soles.
Les daré 100,000 soles. 100,000 soles.
So you have nothing to lose.
Así que no tienen nada que perder.
You'll become 100,000 soles richer.
Se volverá 100,000 soles de dinero.
Or you become spiritually perfect.
O se volverá espiritualmente perfecto.
I will stand by my guarantee.
Yo estoy seguro de lo que le estoy garantizando.
Because I know this process works. I know I won't have to give out any soles. Because if you follow these instructions I've given you, I absolutely guarantee you will reach the stage where you can personally meet Krishna face to face, eye to eye. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
A veces, muchas veces tenemos complicaciones en la vida espiritual, pero si tú lo deseas intensamente, eso se puede digamos, realizar, se puede estar mejor, las complicaciones se pueden mejorar. Sé que uno cuando tiene complicaciones, por ejemplo, uno desea tener cosas para mejorar la vida espiritual.
If one has some complications and one needs some things to improve our spiritual life.
Y si uno es sincero, Krishna te da eso automáticamente.
And if one is sincere, Krishna gives this to us immediately.
Yes. If you're having difficulties,
sí, está teniendo dificultades.
All you have to do is sincerely try your best.
Todo lo que tiene que hacer es tratar sinceramente de realizar lo mejor que pueda realizar.
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam bhakti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Krishna guarantees.
Krishna garantiza.
For those who worship me constantly,
para aquellos que me adoran constantemente,
with full sincerity,
con sinceridad plena,
for those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love,
para aquellos que están completamente dedicados en adorarme con amor,
I give them the understanding how they can come to me. So all you have to do is be sincere. Always try to please Krishna with your thoughts, your palabras, and su acciones. And then Krishna will reciprocate with you. For within the heart he'll give you all good guidance. And how you can be connected with him at every minute. No es difícil. Es muy fácil. Simply you have to practice it, Prabhu.
En caso del prasadam, de tomar siempre el Krishna prasadam, a veces uno está en emergencia, sí. En mi caso, por ejemplo, a veces toca viajar, ¿no? Con el teatro. Y hay galletitas, cosas así. Y es ofensivo ofrecer, por ejemplo, las galletas o productos envasados en un caso de alguna emergencia.
So he's saying that we all eat Krishna prasad, but sometimes we don't have time, and we are traveling, and we have to eat something, and we don't have anything to cook. So
then you should get something that you can offer. You can get some fruits and offer them to Krishna. But why you didn't bring anything from home? You should carry your lunch with you.
He said that he's a theater company, so he has to travel for weeks, days. So he's not at home.
Well, if it's very, then you have to try to make some arrangement. In an emergency situation, there's nothing else to eat. You can buy things you can utilize things that are available wherever you are, as long as they don't have meat, fish, eggs, onions, or garlic in them, and offer them to Krishna. If it's necessary, you can do that, yes. Krishna doesn't want you to starve. But as far as possible, we don't want to take things prepared by karmis, by non-devotees. We try to avoid as much as possible. Because it's difficult on our Krishna consciousness. But if there's no alternative, it's okay. Yeah. The whole list?
Yeah.
How many questions?
Six.
Is it in English or in Spanish?
No, Spanish.
All right, so read it out loud. Take one short one.
Okay.
Pick a short one. Our time is running out.
¿Puede un sacerdote o Jesús perdonar pecados?
What's English?
Can a priest or Jesus forgive sins?
Can a
priest or Jesus forgive the sins?
Can a priest or a teacher forgive him?
Jesus.
Can Jesus forgive him?
Any sin. Any sin. All sins.
Does Jesus forgive all sins?
Can
Jesus do that?
Can
Jesus forgive sin?
Or a priest.
Or a priest.
Yes.
This is a process known as atonement.
Atonement?
Atonement, yes.
What is atonement?
So?
Esto es un proceso llamado...
The only way to, there's only one way to really become free from sin.
Solamente hay una forma de volverse libre de los pecados.
And that is to surrender to Krishna.
Y eso es rendirse a Krishna.
Even if you get forgiven for a sin,
incluso si uno obtiene perdón por sus pecados,
if you have not gotten over the tendency to sin, again you will commit.
Sorry?
If you have not gotten over the tendency to sin,
si no ha, terminado con la tendencia de cometer pecados,
then you will sin again.
Entonces volverá a pecar.
Just like in the Catholic Church, they go to the priest.
Tal como en la Iglesia Católica, van a los sacerdotes.
They say, "Father, forgive me, I have sinned," on the Saturday confession.
Y en una confesión de sábado dicen, "Padre, perdóname porque he pecado."
And he says, my dear son, if you will chant 100 Hail Marys, you will be forgiven.
Y le dice, mi querido hijo, si usted canta 1000 Ave Marías, será perdonado.
So he chants his 100 Hail Marys and then he goes out and sins again.
Así que canta 1000 Ave Marías y luego va y vuelve a cometer pecado.
And he goes back the next Saturday and again confesses and again chants the Hail Marys. He makes a business out of it.
Y vuelve el próximo sábado y vuelve a contar su pecado y le vuelve a cantar 1000 Ave Marías y vuelve, empieza a hacer un negocio de esto.
That Jesus is very good.
Y Jesús es muy bueno.
I can go on sinning and he will take all the reactions for my sins.
Así que puedo continuar pecando y él pagará las reacciones de mis pecados.
That's their philosophy.
Esa es su filosofía.
But there's one story in this connection.
Pero hay una historia en esta conexión.
One man, he was always sinning and whenever there was a question of paying, he said, "I have no problem paying for my sins. I have a Jesus charge card."
Un hombre siempre estaba pecando y siempre estaba cometiendo pecados y dice, ok, yo no tengo problemas, no tengo ningún dolor al pecar, yo tengo la tarjeta de crédito de Jesús.
I can sin as much as I want, I'll just charge it to Jesus.
Puedo pecar lo que yo quiera y luego se lo cobro a Jesús.
I won't have to pay, Jesus will pay.
Yo no tengo que pagar, Jesús es el que va a pagar.
So he went through the whole life,
así que estuvo toda su vida
getting drunk,
emborrachándose,
robbing banks,
robando bancos,
raping women,
violando mujeres,
murdering people,
asesinando gente.
And he had that Jesus card. He said, "I got my Jesus card. He will pay for all of my sins." He thought he was in good shape. The time of death, the Yamadutas came and they grabbed him. And they took him to Yamaraj. And he had a big smile on his face. He knew he had no problems. Because he had his Jesus card in his pocket. And then Yamaraj said, "Now you have to pay for all your sins." And he pulled out his card. And Yamaraj said, "We only take Visa and MasterCard here." Sorry, we don't take the Jesus card here. So he was out of luck.
So
it is a make-believe story. But it makes a point. If you go on sinning,
si uno continúa pecando,
and you want to take a cheap forgiveness,
y uno quiere obtener el perdón,
and your heart still is inclined towards sinful life,
y su corazón todavía está inclinado hacia una vida pecaminosa,
no matter how much you're forgiven, you will not be free.
No importa cuánto perdón obtenga, nunca será libre.
You have to cleanse your heart, free it from the tendency to commit sin.
Tiene que limpiar su corazón y volverlo libre de la tendencia a cometer pecados.
Through the process of Krishna consciousness.
A través del proceso de conciencia de Krishna.
By that cleansing process.
Por ese proceso de limpieza.
You'll become truly free from sin.
Se volverá completamente libre de pecado.
Jesus can forgive.
Jesús puede perdonar.
But if you go on sinning, it will not work.
Pero si va y continúa pecando, no va a funcionar.
Prabhupada personally told me.
Prabhupada personalmente me dijo.
Once or twice, Krishna can excuse you for your sin.
Una o dos veces Krishna puede perdonarlo por sus pecados.
But if you go on committing sin, then you risk completely ruining your spiritual life.
Pero si usted continúa cometiendo actividades pecaminosas, eso completamente arruinará su servicio devocional.
So forgiveness, don't make a business out of forgiveness.
Así que no hago un negocio del perdón.
This religion is very good. I can sin and then I can, just like in our Tulsi prayers, we say that yani kani cha papani brahma tada kani cha.
En la canción de Tulsi nosotros decimos,
we pray while circumambulating Tulsi Devi that
The Tulsi, circumambulating Tulsi will free you from the sin of killing a Brahmin. Does that mean that every day I will murder one Brahmin? And then go to Tulsi worship the next morning? To become free, be forgiven by Tulsi? That is not the meaning. The meaning is you sincerely try to give up all sinful life. By taking the path of Krishna Bhakti. And then by the mercy of Guru and the mercy of Krishna, you will be forgiven for your pap. But you must stop the sinning business. One of the offenses against the holy name is to commit sins on the strength of chanting. So don't take forgiveness business cheaply. You must cultivate devocional servicio devocional puro. You must cultivate pure devotional service. That's how you become completely free from sin. Does anyone else have a question?
He's asking if in these 10 principles that you read, one can go to an astrologist?
Astrologer?
Yeah, astrologer. One can go to an astrologer.
Not necessary to go to an astrologer. The Mundaka Upanishad says, Tad Viganartam Sagurum Eva Bigachad. It doesn't say, Tadviganaratam sa astrologer of Vigatshet. You simply are enjoined to approach Guru.
Sorry?
You're enjoined by the Mundaka Upanishad that you approach Guru. He doesn't say approach astrologer.
Se instruye en el Mundaka Upanishad que uno debe acudir a un maestro espiritual y no a un astrólogo.
Actually, if you surrender to Krishna, then you can defy your own chart. Because what does astrological chart mean? It means the influence of the demigods. The demigods are controllers of the universe. Each planet has a demigod who is the predominating deity of that planet. So to be under the influence of the stars means to be under the influence of the predominating deities of the stars. But those demigods are under the influence of the three modes of material nature. So if you can rise beyond the influence of the three modes of material nature, you will rise beyond the influence of the demigods. And you'll rise beyond the influence of the planets. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivihyesha gunamayi Mama Maya Dratyaya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tadantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Pero aquellos que se rinden a mí fácilmente pueden sobrepasar.
There's another nice verse in this connection.
Hay otro buen verso respecto a este tema.
If I can remember it.
Si puedo acordarme de él.
That boat, the lotus, the boat of the lotus feet. For one who has taken shelter of the boat. The boat.
Para aquellos que han tomado refugio del bote.
Of the lotus feet of the Lord.
De los pies del loto del Señor.
This vast, insurmountable material ocean.
Este vasto, this cierto, océano material.
Becomes reduced down
se reduce
to the amount of water contained within the hoof print of a calf.
Se reduce el tamaño de la pezuña de un ternero.
Samashritaye palapallavaplavam mahat padang punyajasho marare padang vabang vavambadir vatsa parang param padam 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 nate sham. Such a wonderful verse. Samashritaye palavallavaplavam mahat padang punyajasho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa parang parang padam 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 dam padam padam yad padam nate sham. You see? So, that vast, difficult ocean becomes reduced to that big.
Este vasto y difícil océano se ve reducido a este tamaño.
Grandísimo becomes poquísimo. If you take shelter of the boat of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So Guru, he's giving you a ticket for that voyage, for that cruise ship. Guru is travel agent. He's giving you a ticket to go on the Krishna cruise. So all you have to do is take the ticket from the spiritual master. Get on the ship of Krishna's lotus feet. In that huge, insurmountable material ocean. Becomes insignificant. Huh? Insignificante.
Insignificante.
Insignificante. Gracias. Okay. Abhiram, you had questions. All right.
En los Vedas, Krishna mismo menciona las palabras causa de todas las causas, u origen de todo, la existencia de todo. Entonces, ¿cómo se puede entender la naturaleza eterna de Krishna y de las almas si tanto la palabra causa como origen tienen?
He's asking that Krishna, it says in the Vedic scriptures that Krishna is Karana Karanam. So Karana Karanam has, it means that has a beginning, the beginning. So if it has a beginning, so and Krishna is eternal, so what's the meaning of this?
Yeah. How can there be a beginning point to that which is eternal?
¿Cómo puede haber un punto de origen para aquello que es eterno?
Eternal means it never had a beginning point, it's always been there.
Eterno significa que nunca ha tenido un punto de inicio, siempre ha sido eterno.
So if Krishna created you,
así que si Krishna lo creó a usted,
how can he do that if you are eternal?
¿Cómo pudo hacerlo si usted es eterno?
That is the question.
Esa es la pregunta.
The answer is
la respuesta es,
muy fácil.
Muy fácil.
You are the eternal emanation of Krishna.
Usted es la eterna emanación de Krishna.
Krishna is eternally emanating you from himself.
Krishna está eternamente emanándolo a usted de sí mismo.
For the purpose of expanding his own rasa.
Con el propósito de expandir su propio rasa.
Just like Chanakya Pandit says, a home without children is a desert.
Un hogar sin niños es como un desierto.
So even though Krishna is Atmaram,
así que incluso aunque Krishna es Atmaram,
and he could exist all alone,
y existe, todo el tiempo,
he prefers to expand from himself unlimited numbers of integrated and separated expansions.
Prefiere expandirse a sí mismo de manera, de forma,
in what ways?
Integrated and separated expansions.
Expansiones integradas y separadas.
To enjoy an infinity of loving relationships.
Para disfrutar, infinitamente de relaciones amorosas.
So even though Krishna is your origin,
así que, aunque Krishna sea su origen,
that doesn't mean that you came out of nothing.
No significa que usted salió de la nada.
That Krishna, that at one point you weren't there and then you were there.
Que en un momento usted no estaba ahí, luego estaba ahí.
It means that Krishna is eternally emanating you from himself.
Significa que Krishna está eternamente emanándola a usted de él.
So Aviram? He had, I recognized Aviram. Yeah. You had a question earlier, yeah.
Says that in Krishna consciousness, this process is in steps. ¿Cómo se dice? Gradual. Gradual. So how can one recognize his advance?
Yes, very good question.
Sí, muy buena pregunta.
This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Esto se describe en el Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhakti pareshanu bhuro varakti. Anyatra chayashatraka ekakala prapadyamannash yatasnata shushtushti pushti chadavayo nagasam. Aviram, when you take prasadam, they bring you firsts, the first serving. The server brings, you take the first plate. And then they offer you another plate and you say, all right, I'll take the second plate. And then they offer you a third plate.
Y luego le ofrecen un tercer plato.
But you say, no, 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 I'm full now.
You
see, no one has to tell you when you were full.
Nadie tiene que decirle a usted cuando está satisfecho.
You know when your belly is getting filled up with prasada. So the Bhagavatam says, in the same way, you will know you're advancing in Krishna consciousness. This means if you're wondering, am I advancing? What's going on? Am I? Then it means you're not. You haven't really advanced yet. If you're still feeling hungry spiritually, but I'm not filled up, that means you need more advancement. Just like this, if I'm thinking, do I need to take more prasadam? I'm not sure. I don't feel full. That means you need more prasadam. So if I'm feeling, well, am I advanced or am I not advanced? You're not sure.
Así que por preguntarse, ¿soy avanzado o no estoy avanzado, no estoy seguro?
That means more advancement is required.
Eso quiere decir que necesita de más avance.
Because Bhagavatam says when you're actually advanced, you will feel how you're advanced.
Porque en el Bhagavatam se dice que si uno realmente está avanzando,
I'm not saying you, this is for all of us.
Esto no es para todos.
If I am not feeling myself fully advanced in Krishna consciousness,
so this is for all.
If I am for all of us, this is for me, you, all of us. If I am not feeling fully advanced in Krishna consciousness,
si no me siento completamente avanzado en conciencia
That means I'm not sure of how much I'm advanced.
Esto quiere decir que no estoy seguro de cuánto estoy avanzando.
That means I have to make more advancement.
Y esto quiere decir que necesito avanzar más.
So in this way,
así que de esta forma,
as you advance in Krishna consciousness, you will know how you're advancing.
Uno sabrá cómo está avanzando.
So if we don't feel it now,
así que si no lo sentimos ahora,
that means we need to increase our practice.
Eso quiere decir que necesitamos incrementar nuestra práctica.
We have to improve the quality of our japa.
Tenemos que incrementar la calidad
we have to
de nuestra japa.
We have to improve the standard of our cleanliness.
Tenemos que mejorar el estándar de nuestra limpieza.
We have to make sure that we're not overeating and oversleeping.
Tenemos que asegurarnos de que no estamos comiendo de más ni estamos durmiendo de más.
We have to cultivate better relationships with the devotees.
Tenemos que cultivar mejores relaciones con los devotos.
Without fault finding.
Without
fault finding.
Sin caer en faltas.
Because no fault finding.
Sin buscar faltas en las personas.
So in this way,
if
we are actually advancing, we will feel how we are advancing.
Si realmente estamos avanzando, vamos a sentir que estamos avanzando.
No one will have to say, "Oh, Prabhu, you're becoming so advanced."
Nadie nos tendrá que decir, "Oh, Prabhu, usted se ha vuelto tan avanzado."
You will feel your advancement.
Usted sentirá que ha avanzado.
Your heart will melt when you chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Su corazón se derretirá cuando cante Hare Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays for that day when he will become advanced.
Oraba por el día en que él se volviera avanzado.
Kabe habe bolo se guchi shudaname ruchi kripa bole habe hriroye sansha. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. He is praying, when or when will that day be mine? When my offenses ceasing,
when my
offenses are ceasing,
cuando mis ofensas cesen,
and the taste for the name is increasing,
y el gusto por el canto de los nombres incrementa,
then in my heart, Lord Krishna, your mercy will shine.
Entonces, en ese momento, en mi corazón, la misericordia de Krishna brillará.
How do you say when in Spanish? ¿Cuándo?
¿Cuándo?
¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo o cuándo will este día be... How do you say mine?
Mío.
Mío. When will it be mío? How do you... ¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo?
Este día...
Will that día be mío?
Mío.
Yes. That would be nice in Spanish, that line. When or when will that day be mine, you see?
¿Cuándo será ese día mío?
So the devotee is hankering, cuando, cuando that día, you see.
Así que el devoto se está preguntando, cuando, cuando ese día será mío.
You see, when my heart will become completely pure.
Cuando mi corazón se volverá completamente puro.
And when I chant Hare Krishna, the tears will flow from my eyes.
Y cuando cante Hare Krishna, las lágrimas.
When I hear the name of Gauranga.
Y pueda llamar al señor Gauranga.
My hair will stand on end. You see, devotee hankers for that day.
Así que el devoto está anhelando ese día.
So in this way, we have to cultivate spiritual progress.
Así que de esta manera tenemos que cultivar el proceso espiritual.
The number one way you can know you're advancing is this.
La forma en la que podemos entender que estamos avanzando espiritualmente.
When you're no longer attracted by material sense gratification. When you are no longer attracted by material sense gratification.
Uno se da cuenta cuando uno ya no se siente atraído para por la gratificación sensorial.
Even if you see a beautiful woman,
incluso aunque uno vea una mujer muy hermosa,
you will not think of sex enjoyment.
No pensará en el disfrute sexual.
You will think, how can she be engaged in Krishna's service?
Uno pensará, ¿cómo ella puede ser envuelta en servicio devocional?
In this way you can know you're advancing.
De esta manera uno puede darse cuenta que ha avanzado.
Vishnu Priya Manaji.
If we think that I'm advanced and I'm
Yeah. Do you understand?
Can you say it?
Okay. So if one thinks that I'm satisfied and I'm thinking that I'm advanced, then where is the question of advancing further?
Si una persona siente que se siente avanzada espiritualmente, ¿cómo esa persona puede seguir avanzando mejor espiritualmente?
If I think, now I'm advanced,
uno piensa, oh, ahora yo estoy, he avanzado.
You're in Maya.
Está en Maya.
Because you think, well, I have no further advancement to make.
Porque uno,
sorry?
I have no further advancement to make.
Porque no tengo más avance que avanzar.
They should make me guru, they should make me GBC.
Deberían hacerme guru, deberían hacerme GBC.
They should give me a big position and worship me.
Deberían darme una gran posición y adorarme.
Because now I am advanced.
Porque ahora soy avanzado.
No, that's Maya.
No, eso es Maya.
The more you're advanced,
mientras más es avanzado,
the more you will feel how much you are fallen.
Más sentirá cuánto le falta, cuántas faltas tienes.
The more you will feel how much you are dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
Más sentirá que depende de la misericordia de los Vaishnavas.
You will feel, I am so low, I am lower than a dog.
Se sentirá más, oh, soy tan bajo, soy más bajo que un perro.
I should not even be allowed in this temple.
Ni siquiera deberías permitírsemelo entrar a este templo.
But these devotees are so kind, they let me come in, even though I'm lower than a dog.
Pero estos devotos son tan misericordiosos y bondadosos que me
permiten. The more we advance, the more we feel we are fallen.
Mientras más avanzamos, más caídos nos sentimos.
The more we feel we are dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
Mientras más sentimos que dependemos de la misericordia de los Vaishnavas.
That is advancement.
Eso es avance.
Not, oh, I am great.
Ahora, oh, yo soy grandioso.
Does that answer your question?
Eso responde su pregunta.
Yeah. Translate in Spanish now.
Could you say like words and I can
translate? The verse was said that every bite one feels that hunger is satisfied.
En el verso de Srimad Bhagavatam se decía que cuando el hambre de uno se siente satisfecha.
And then, similar way, one can understand how much one is becoming satisfied and one is advancing.
Y de la misma manera uno puede sentirse, uno puede sentir,
one can feel that they are advancing.
Que están avanzando.
So then, if someone is feeling that I'm advancing, then where is the question of humility and where is the question of one making a progress?
Así que si uno siente que es avanzado y que está avanzando, ¿dónde está la humildad? ¿Y dónde está el deseo de querer seguir avanzando?
I've already answered the question. I try to understand.
Yo ya respondí esta pregunta.
I just explained that answer.
Acabo de responder esta pregunta.
The more that you're actually advancing, the more you will feel how much you are fallen.
Mientras más uno avance, más se sentirá caído.
Understand? Trinadapi sanichena tarorapi sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The more you're advanced, the more you will feel how lowly you are.
Mientras más uno avance, más bajo uno se siente.
That's why Bhaktivinoda sings.
Eso es lo que canta Bhaktivinoda.
Gopinath, mamani vedana shuno, vishayi turjana, sada kamarata, kichu nahi moraguna. I am a materialistic rascal.
Yo soy un pícaro materialista.
I am always full of lust.
Siempre estoy lleno de lujuria.
If you examine my heart, you will find there are no good qualities.
Si examino mi corazón, siento que cuando examino mi corazón, no veo ninguna cualidad.
If you're actually advancing in Krishna consciousness, you will understand how despicable a character you are.
Si uno avanza en la vía espiritual, mientras más avanza en la vía espiritual, más siente que no está realizando ningún avance.
You realize you're not the great devotee that you thought you were.
Uno realiza que no era el gran devoto que uno pensaba que era.
That is actual advancement.
You
may say it's contradictory.
Uno podría decir que es contradictorio.
But I say it's transcendental.
Pero yo digo que es transcendental.
And that's a fact.
Y eso es un hecho.
That's confirmed by the Acharyas.
Está confirmado por los Acharyas.
So our time is running out, actually.
Que
before I... Actually, we should end this in a very practical way.
Vamos a terminar esto de una forma práctica.
Because I am presenting these two-part seminar on pure devotional service.
Porque he presentado este seminario de servicio devocional en dos partes.
Because I want everybody here to become a pure devotee.
Porque quiero que cada uno de ustedes aquí se vuelva un devoto puro.
Including myself.
Incluyéndome a mí mismo.
So how many people here chant japa every day?
Así que, ¿cuántas personas aquí cantan japa todos los días?
Raise your hand.
Levanten sus manos.
Okay. Very good. Now, how many people chant 16 rounds every day?
Así que, ¿cuántas personas aquí cantan 16 rondas todos los días?
Okay. How many people are not, let's put it this way, how many people who are not chanting 16 rounds every day would like to be chanting 16 rounds every day? Raise your hand. I only saw one hand.
¿Cuántas personas aquí no cantan 16 rondas diarias?
That means...
cantarlas?
Oh, good. Oh, very good. I see a bunch more hands. Very good. All right. So,
más manos. Muy bien, muy bien.
All right. So, all of you who like to chant 16 rounds, who are not doing it, now my instruction is starting tomorrow, 16 rounds every day.
Así que... todas las personas que no están cantando 16 rondas todos los días, pero quieren cantar rondas, las 16 rondas, mi instrucción es la siguiente.
Your instruction?
My instruction is those who said they would like to be chanting 16 rounds, but they are not.
Mi instrucción es que aquellos que les gustaría cantar 16 rondas, pero no lo están haciendo.
My instruction to all of those people is starting tomorrow, every day you will chant 16 rounds.
Mi instrucción para ustedes es que a partir de mañana empiecen a cantar sus 16 rondas todos los días.
How many of you will accept my challenge? Raise your hands.
Levanten la mano a los de ustedes los que aceptarán mi reto.
1, 2, 3. Oh, that's wonderful. Like 15, at least 15 people have taken the 16 round challenge. Now I feel that my seminar has been a success.
Ahora siento que este seminario ha sido un éxito.
But whether it's a success or not, it'll be a success if you can keep your word now. If you follow through on what you've accepted,
si ahora siguen lo que han aceptado,
then I will know that my seminar was muy, muy successful.
Entonces sabré que mi seminario ha sido muy, muy exitoso.
So I thank you all very much.
Así que le agradezco a todos mucho.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.